Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome.
The Tony Awards, a celebration of excellence in theater, is an absolutely gorgeous book that pays tribute to the magic that happens when the curtain goes up and Broadway's best and brightest step onto center stage. Supported by the American Theater Wing, the arts organization that founded the Tony Awards in 1947 and continues to produce the Tony Awards live telecast each year, author Isla Mel has interviewed a cavalcade of past and present Tony winners, including actors, producers, writers, costume designers, and many, many others. Their voices fill the pages of this book. Also joining us this morning is Heather Hitchens, president and CEO of the American Theater Wing. Heather and Isla, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have you both on the program.
It's great to be here.
Heather, let us begin with you, because as we speak, the Tony Awards are coming up. And so what state of panic are you in at this point?
You know, the line between panic and being ecstatic is a very thin line. So I think it's the excitement is building, and, you know, there are a zillion moving parts. And so, you know, I'm in the middle of all those zillion moving parts. But, you know, this is my 13th year. While there are always new challenges, after doing it 12 or 13 times, you kind of, you know, have confidence that you've got the right people around you to work things out. And I'm very excited. The season was great. We're going to be at the Koch Theater at Lincoln Center. And so it's, and also I think, you know, having come out of the pandemic, which seemed like a process, this is the first year that I think we were back this
right
year, you know, so I'm super excited. So I'm in a state of not panic, excitement, and sleeplessness.
June 16th is the date of the Tony Awards and when we will find out the winners. So Isla, why is Tony night such a special night?
It is a celebration of the thing that I love best, and so many other people I've found writing this book and just, you know, being part of this community, which is a wonderful thing. For me, it's like my Super Bowl, and a lot of other people's. It's the most exciting night for me. I think that it's such an important opportunity for people across the country who don't have access to Broadway to get to see a little snippet of, you know, the musicals that are nominated. It's also, unlike other award shows, we're not celebrating, you know, a room full of millionaires and celebrities. These are artists. Many of the nominees are not people that are household names. And it's just a way that we really get art and artists out there to the world.
One of the things that I think is so beautiful about the book, you make the point that this is a commemoration of 75 years of the American Theater Wing and all of the people who played a role and all of the people who are working professionals. And the interviews that you do, I mean, this really is not only Tony history, but theater history.
That was sort of what I wanted to do setting out. So I'm very glad to hear that I achieved that, because that's really what I wanted. You know, absolutely, awards are important and they matter for many reasons. You really do get a strong history, and just these deeply personal stories are so important. We were so lucky to get Angela Lansbury just a few days before she died, and Cheetah Rivera, and people who are no longer here, and we have their words, and it's such a special thing.
Heather, talk a little bit about, in your position, of what this history means and the telling of this history and having this chronicle of what has occurred over the last several decades.
I mean, it's so meaningful because we have to know where we came from in order to know where we want to go. It's just so important to remember these important works and these important artists and what they did and how they contributed, and to document that and to not lose that. To not lose that while we're making new work. It's important to have that through line, you know, and for theater fans to really, you know, be able to go back, and theater historians and theater scholars and you know, audience members to be able to go back and remember these moments. So, you know, what I think is great about the book, and I should say that Isabel Stevenson, who was one of our great leaders at the American Theater Wing, used to do a book every year that was just a simple listing of the winners, and we hadn't done that in many years. And then suddenly 75 years came around and we said, wait, we should do something, but we should put it a little bit, you know, on steroids. We should do interviews. We should have photos. And I think the thing that's so great about this book, and I think that's so important, is you talking about the history, is that you can flip through it and get a lot from flipping through it and seeing it, or you can go down the rabbit hole and read these interviews and learn interesting things. Preserving the history for us to remember where we came from and to inform where we're going, that's really what's important to me.
Isla, since you were doing the interviews, you went down a lot of rabbit holes.
I did.
Is there a through line that comes out of talking to these people who have been touched by Tony history?
The biggest through line that I found is how everybody appreciates and really treasures the sense of community that there is in theater, where you don't get that in other forms of art. You know, in a movie set, only the people working that day are there. TV, the same thing. It's, you know, everybody is there for every performance, and that creates a very special tight-knit community. And then for the big celebrities who sort of dabble in theater, you know, they make their most of their careers in movies and television, but then they're so happy to be welcome into the theater community when they do come to do a show, like people like Jessica Lange, just so happy to be embraced, and Judith Light and people like that.
And those folks actually, in many cases, started in the theater and then went. And so they actually keep their heart for the theater and
right.
always want to come back, which is great.
You return to your roots. When you look at this history, and it comes to thinking of the upcoming ceremony, what the real surprises were, and Isla, of looking of just shockers, of just pure shockers that came out of the award ceremony.
You mean of all time?
Yes.
The biggest that I can remember anyway is when Avenue Q beat Wicked for Best Musical. That was a very big upset.
That was the one in my mind, yes.
Absolutely.
So how does that happen? And are the Wicked folks over it?
No one mourns the Wicked.
I think that Wicked folks laughed all the way to the bank.
Yeah, they sure did. And the movie won't hurt either.
Yes, huge movie. I think they're doing just fine. How does it? I don't know how it happens. I mean, I guess we would have to ask the people who voted that year, right, Heather?
It, you know, every season is different. And the thing is, you're comparing season to season. And, you know, every season is different. And it just depends. I mean, there's 700 plus people that vote on the Tonys. So, you know, there are sometimes surprises like that. And I think that the thing about this is, you know, and I'm somebody that has two awards shows under our wings here at the Wings with the Tonys and the Obies. And awards are really, really an important part of our ecosystem, but they can't be the only part of the ecosystem. And they're voted on by humans, and it's made by humans. It's a handmade art form, and it's voted on by humans. And so,
although,
in any event, and
just for context, Avenue Q. Puppets.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what spoke to people that season. And some of these big categories are really hard. I just want to say that, having looked at the ballot recently, it's like, well, I mean, like, yes, 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 yes. You know, some of these categories are really hard. That's the bottom line. And I think we have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to talent in theater. And so that, in some ways, you know, there's always going to be surprises, because at a certain point, you're looking at things and it's like, okay, you know, what moved people, particularly in comparison that particular year?
What do you make of, and I'll ask this question to both of you, of what do you make of this year and the, and for want of a better term, the competition?
Just as a theater fan, I think this year is one of the most exciting years, because I don't think there really are that many clear winners. So it's sort of like anything goes this season, and I love that. We don't know who's going to win anything. I mean, we never know, but
right.
sometimes we have a good sense.
Sure, there are clear favorites and things that emerge as true. You know, you're not going to stop this kind of thing. Heather?
Well, I love all my children. I should say that we're in the middle of voting process. So I do. I think this season has been, you know, particularly full with work, and that's very exciting. And I don't know. I think, you know, what I'm hearing on the street is nobody knows which way any of these things are going. And that gives people even more of a reason to tune in and support the only live telecast dedicated to the performing arts in America.
And what does that say about how we relate to the performing arts?
You know, look, I can get on my arts education soapbox, but since it's been largely removed from schools, we're sending the message from the beginning that it's not a central part of your life. And the Tonys are so important for marketing Broadway and, you know, giving people a sense of, you know, what they can see. But they're also important because they are a tool for discovery of theater. We hear, and I'm sure Isla, I know you heard this throughout your interviews, so many people have said, I was a little kid, I tuned in and I watched the Tony Awards, and that's where I figured out I want to do that.
Right.
And so, you know, look, I think the bottom line is we're still in an advocacy moment for theater and the arts in America. We, you know, those of us who have been around a long time know that we always talk about what would it be like if we had a day without arts. We had years without arts, and we found out what it did to our economy. We found out what it did to our communities. The fact is, there is nothing that theater touches that it doesn't make better. It makes education better, test scores, provides 14.7, Broadway provides 14.7 billion to the economy, and the arts in general provide 900 billion to the economy, which is bigger than transportation and agriculture and things. So I think what it says is that we've got some catching up to do to understanding that theater and the arts are the very bedrock of our communities.
Isla, anything you'd like to add to that?
I absolutely did hear about how it changed lives in that people discovered theater, but it also changed lives in that it provided representation for many groups. You know, when Torch Song Trilogy won and Joe Glines got up there and thanked his lover, that was the first time that that had happened on television. And it changed a lot of people's lives because they saw themselves for the first time. There were gay kids out there that grew up to be, you know, professionals in the theater who saw that moment and said, there's someone else like me out there and it's okay. That was a huge moment. And I think that that's important to note.
The new book is absolutely beautiful. The Tony Awards, the American Theater Wing presents a celebration of excellence in theater. It is by Isla Mell. And don't forget, the 77th Tony Awards take place on June 16th, and it will be quite a night. Heather, thank you so much for being with us. I know you have you're very busy. You have a lot to do. And I thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
You're welcome. And they are on CBS.
On CBS on the night of June 16th, 2024. Thank you both very much. Again, the name of the book is The Tony Awards. The American Theater Wing presents a celebration of excellence in theater. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.